Hey everyone, welcome to Past Lives and the Divine. I'm Gina, the host of this podcast, and this, of course, is where we talk about past lives and the divine. In today's episode, I have another client session, so you can just be like a little fly on the wall, a little quiet person in the corner in this session. Just like most of these other recordings, I have taken out some like extended pauses or silences, but for the most part, you're going to get some pauses, some silences. But you know what? It all flows. So get into it, feel the emotion. What I love about this client session, this client's name is Julie. Thank you, Julie, for letting us listen in on your session. This session took place August of 2020, and Julie was in the middle of, or just about to move, and she was making a transition in her life, in her relationship, and she just wanted to check in. And overall, her intention was just show me, you know, whatever it is that I need to know for my highest and best, you know, on this path that I'm on. What do I need to know for what's coming next? And that was the general statement. And then, of course, because she was moving through this big transition, and it was like moving her home, moving her job, change in relationship status, all of these changes were kind of in the background of that. And I don't think it's a coincidence that what we're thinking about is usually what's next on our journey. And so Julie got plenty of information on just like what to embody, what to remember as she moves forward. And it's just, I love this past life journey because I just love a love story. No matter what happens to that love story, it's always just, it's so fun, I think, to allow ourselves to get caught up in the emotions of just like that new relationship. Because I think most of the time, or at least for me, historically, it has been something that feels really big and something that makes me feel like out of control, or the moment I like look at something or someone that I absolutely love and I'm totally enjoying, it's so easy for me to then right away, it's like 1 minute I'm thinking about that love, but then like the next second I'm thinking about what's going to happen if I lose it, da, 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 da. And I just thought this journey was so great because it's filled with just like really great love. That unconditional love that we get from spirit guides, that earthly romantic love that can just like lift us and carry us. And it's just a really, really beautiful story of that. And just like any other love story, it doesn't matter like how it ends or if it changes. Every love story changes. And I just think it's, as long as I'm romanticizing like the romantic love in this love story, it's important for me to also say that my belief is, and my hope is that no matter what happens to any relationship, that first part that's so romantic and so enchanting and intoxicating, it's like, let's just enjoy that and like not feel bad when that changes, because that's the nature of the relationship, is that it will change. And our job is literally just to show up. This is my belief, of course. Our job is just to show up and enjoy it and clean up our side of the street. You know, make sure, for me personally, it's about making sure that I'm not making decisions that are rooted in fear or dysfunction, and taking into account any fears that I do have. Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is I love this story. Y'all know I love love, especially like that new relationship energy. And I think it's important to know that like if you don't have that romantic love in your life, if you don't have that high energy, high frequency of like that new relationship energy, whether it's something you don't have right now, whether it's something that you used to have with someone and now it's changed, it's like just honoring that. And it doesn't have to be wrong. It's not a failure. I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying that. Probably it's my Scorpio nature, right? This is a love story. So, of course, I have to bring it to when this love ends. What are we going to do? So take it. Take it if that feels good. I'm going to leave that in there because I don't know. It's messy, but I just want you to know that, like, romantic love is great. It is not the only love. I don't think that it's the most important love. I think that all love, all relationships have their value, have their purpose, have their changes, have their transitions, have their phases, and even have their endings. And so I want to honor that because I feel like we're all kind of brainwashed to think that if we don't have that love, we're failing, or if we had that love and it's changed, we've failed. And that's really only for us to judge. And my hope is that I continue to judge myself compassionately and fairly, and I hope that you do the same. Okay, so that is in today's episode. But before we get started, I want to remind you that my 2022 membership, Kinship, is open for registration. You can break it up into four different payments, and that payment plan goes away at the end of December. The payment is for the entire year, and the cost is $444. If you're on my email list, you've gotten a couple different discount codes and bonus options to join into Kinship. I am so fucking excited for this membership. Like, I cannot even contain myself. If you go to pastlivesandthedivine.com or click on the link in the show notes, you'll be able to then get to my website, click on Kinship, see if it's for you. And if you're listening in the future, hop on my email list. If you go to pastlivesandthedivine.com/subscribe, that link is also in the show notes. Hop on the email list just so you're stay in the know. And I like to reward people on my email list. I like to make it worth your time with different discount codes and early registration and just kind of an inside track on what's going on with Past Lives and the Divine. So hop on that email list if you're listening in the future and you're like, wait, what? I totally missed this. Okay. All right. And of course, one more thing. If you enjoy this podcast, if you're new around here, or even if you're not new around here, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. And if you're feeling like you really feel 5 stars about this podcast, maybe you write in a few words about what you like about it specifically, just to kind of, you know, like a little signal to other people who might like it, people like us. So I am so happy that you're here. Thank you for all the reviews. Thank you for sharing it with your friends. Okay, are we ready? Gather around the fire for this past life regression session.
As you're here in this scene outside with the trees, what else do you notice around you? Is it day or night? Is it sunny or cloudy? What are you aware of here?
Feels misty. Morning dew.
Okay, good.
Early morning.
Early morning here. What do you get the sense that you're doing? Are you passing through this area, or have you paused to relax or do work? Are you waiting for someone or moving away from something?
Feels like I'm carrying something.
Good. Feel into that. Just trust the first ideas that come in. And you might get a sense of how you feel about the thing that you're carrying. If it's something you do a lot or something you do rarely. Or if you have emotions about the thing that you're carrying. Do you get any more details about what it is that you're carrying? Or why, or how you feel about what you're carrying?
My arms feel heavy. Like whatever I'm carrying is trying to pull my shoulders down. But I keep pulling them back and just that, like, I've got to keep holding on.
Okay. I got to keep holding on. You get the sense you're traveling, or have you stopped here for a purpose?
I'd say more, I have a purpose here.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like I'm just passing through, that I'm perhaps familiar with this space, but...
What else are you aware of here before we move on? Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So on the count of three, the details of this scene are going to float away or get foggy or fuzzy. And as I hit three, details of a new scene are begin to come into your mind. One, two, and three. Learning more about this life. So in this scene, do you get the sense as it opens up and makes its details available to you? Are you inside or outside?
I think inside.
Now inside here, let's focus on you as the person. Do you get a sense for your gender?
I think male. I feel like I'm broad.
Okay.
Like when I was carrying that stuff, like, I had big, heavy arms and, like, was taking up space.
Do you get the sense this is your home? Is this someone else's home, or do you work here?
I feel like it might be my home. Okay. It feels homey. And kind of just simple.
Okay, good. You get the sense of, on the timeline in that life, is this scene, are you older or younger in this scene than you were in the previous scene?
Maybe about the same, or if anything, just definitely not younger. I feel like a full-grown man.
Okay. Do you get a sense for your age in this scene, whether it's a number that pops into your head, or a decade, or an age range?
40s.
Okay. Now standing here as this man inside what is your home, do you get the sense that you're the only one who lives here? Or how do you feel in your home? Do you feel lonely? Do you feel relaxed, rejuvenated, happy, stressed out? How do you feel in this scene? Whether it's in relation to your home or what you're doing inside here.
Just feels like I'm at home.
Oh, okay, good. So it's a comfortable feeling?
Yeah, just this is where I live.
Okay,
and
good.
I feel like there's like a fire.
Okay.
No, it's just a simple, like cabin-y kind of home.
So what happens next? So if you were to move this scene forward, like you're hitting fast forward on a remote control, and you move this scene forward, either a minute, a few minutes, hours, what happens next?
There's a lady. She's sitting with me. She looks pretty. I like her.
Yeah, good. Do you get the sense you know her well, or you've known her a long time, or is this a new connection?
I think I'm just getting to know her. Like, she makes me smile and puts me at ease with her around.
Okay, good. Does she live here with you?
No.
Okay. Is she about your age? Does she seem older, younger?
About the same.
Okay.
Maybe a little younger, maybe.
Okay. And now, if you were to just observe this woman, how you feel about this woman, maybe how this woman looks if you get a picture. But is anything about this woman familiar, this woman's soul, the essence of her soul, does that feel familiar to you in terms of anyone in Julie's life? Does this soul share any of the same feelings or characteristics of that woman? Does she feel familiar to you at all?
Yes. Like friendly.
Okay, good. Good. Anything else you're aware of in this scene?
We're having dinner. Okay. Just visiting.
Oh, good. Who made that dinner?
I did.
Good. Can you tell what you're eating? If it's like soup or steak or sandwiches?
It's like stew and bread. Simple, because I don't know how to cook much.
Mm.
But she seems to be enjoying it.
Okay. Good. So we're going to move now to another significant event in this past life. Moving to that scene on the count of three. One, two, and three. Allowing the details to come in. And as the details in this scene come in, do you get the sense in this scene, is it day or is it night?
I think it's early morning, possibly. Okay. I'm in bed.
Okay.
And she's there with me.
Okay. Good.
She's smiling at me. We're both very happy.
Is this a long time in the future from the last scene, or is it pretty recent?
I'd say pretty recent. She looks similar.
Okay.
But it feels closer, like we're closer.
Do you get the sense she lives there with you?
Yeah, now she does.
Okay. So as you're in bed here, relaxing with her, what else are you aware of in terms of how you're feeling?
I feel very content and happy and just loved.
Yeah. When you think of that feeling, content, happy, loved, let's focus on that feeling. And I want you to turn that up in your awareness, almost like you can turn it up like a volume dial. And you're turning those feelings of happiness, contentment, feeling loved, turn them up even if it's just 1% more. And see if you can get a physical sensation in your body. Where do these emotions live?
In my heart, my chest.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And what does that feel like?
It feels like I'm exuberant.
Good.
Just, yeah, like I feel like she's here with me now for good, and she's happy and I'm happy and she's smiling at me, and we're just with each other.
Yeah. Good.
It's more love than before.
Mm. So taking these feelings within you, this exuberance, this love, this feeling of giving love and receiving love, happiness, contentment, taking those with you into your soul, deep into your soul, knowing that as the days and weeks go by, these emotions will become amplified within you. You'll be aware of it, you'll enjoy it, you'll see it, and you'll know it's because of your power and your mind and your ability to see and appreciate all the love and abundance in your life. Are you aware of anything else in this scene before we move on?
No.
So we're going to move to another significant event in this past life. And on the count of three, we'll be there. One, two, and three. Allowing those details to bubble up or settle in or pop up. Coming into your knowingness, your awareness. What's the first few details that you're aware of here?
She's there and she has a baby.
Okay. That's your baby?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you feeling here watching her with this baby?
Proud and happy. Very full of love for them both.
Yeah.
I want to protect them and take care of them. She looks very happy with the baby.
Is the baby brand new?
A few months, probably.
Okay. What else are you aware of in this scene?
It's daytime and she's sitting with the baby in a chair and I'm standing. I feel like I'm having to go off to do work or something. I'm not able to sit and be with her, but I need to go do stuff, it feels.
Okay. How do you feel about leaving her? Is there a lot of emotion there, or is it just kind of business as usual?
I need to go to work to provide.
Okay. So we're going to move to another significant event in this past life. And again, on the count of three, you'll be there. One, two, and three. Learning more about yourself, learning more about this past life. Do you get the sense in this scene, whether you're inside or outside?
I think outside, like in our yard.
Okay.
Or near our home. We're older. Our daughter is older, like a late teen. She's, you know, early adult.
Are they with you right now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like you're prepping her for something. She's all dressed up. And my wife is tending to her. I think she's getting married.
Ah.
I feel like there's another person here with us.
Okay. The details of who that person is will begin to get clear if that's something we should see. But as those details come in, how do you feel with a daughter who's old enough to get married?
I feel older, but proud. She's very beautiful and very happy. And her mother is very happy for her, excited. I can see them laughing and getting, you know, giddy.
Yeah.
There's a young man present to the side. I just sense him.
Mm.
The girls are my focus.
Okay. What happens next in this scene?
She marries the young man in front of our cabin.
Mm.
She's got a cute white dress on, and he's wearing a simple suit. But they're both very happy.
Oh, good.
And my wife is crying. And I'm very proud.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. It's a beautiful day.
Good. What else is going on here? Is there anyone else there, or is it just the four of you?
I feel like there's others there. I'm just not seeing them.
Okay.
Because I'm so focused on her and them.
Okay. Good.
But they're, it's simple. Everything is very simple and just basic, but just right for what we are, who we are.
Oh, good. We're going to move to another scene, another significant event in this past life. And on the count of three, we'll be there. One, two, and three. Allowing the details of the scene to come in. What are you aware of in this scene as the details begin to come in stronger and louder?
My wife is in bed.
Okay.
She's sick. She's old.
Mm.
I'm old too. I can feel that. But she's in bed and looking very small and frail. She looks peaceful. I feel sad, but I'm just watching her.
Yeah, just allow that to come up and out. Knowing that you're totally safe here.
She's made me very happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've loved each other all along.
Yeah.
And so she leaves me. We'll both leave happy.
Oh. Is there anyone there with you, or is it just the two of you?
It's just the two of us.
Okay. What else are you aware of here?
I'm sitting in a chair by the bed, just watching her. It's daylight. And she's just resting, I think. I'm sure she won't be long now.
Okay. Let's move this scene forward. Maybe it's minutes, maybe it's a few hours. What happens next? Does anyone join you, or does the scene change? What happens next?
Sitting on the bed next to her, holding her hand.
Yeah, just feel that. Allow that grief to move up and out.
There's just so much love there. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's She's leaving me, but she's still here with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hold her as she passes.
Wow. Beautiful.
And I just want her to be at peace. That's all I want for her. She's passed.
Is there anything else you're aware of here before we move on from this scene?
It's just very peaceful.
So on the count of three, we're going to move away from this scene and we're going to move to the final moments in this past life. On the count of three, moving to the final moments of this past life where you may or may not be consciously aware that your soul will soon leave that body. And on the count of three, you'll be there. One, two, and three. Knowing that you're protected, moving to the final scenes of this past life. What are you aware of in this scene as the details begin to come in?
I don't have that heaviness to my body anymore.
Oh, tell me more.
Just feel old and tired and not the strong man I once was.
Ah. God.
And I only think this is... It hasn't been long since she passed.
Okay.
She's here with me. I can feel her.
Wow. Yeah, wow, that's beautiful.
She's holding me now.
Oh.
I let her take me.
Okay. Yeah.
She loves me and I love her.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. So is your soul out of that body?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
He's at peace. Yeah. As your soul is still near that past life, so soon leaving that body, let's reflect and just think about that life. Would you call that a good life? A hard life?
Very,
very good life, yeah. What made that life good?
Love.
Yeah.
I was alone before her. And she came in and made me happy.
Yeah.
Happier.
Yeah.
And we lived a beautiful life.
When you think about that life, and specifically the life you and her had together, the connection between the two of you, how you operated in your relationship, do you get the sense, was there anything that you would do differently or do more of? Or what did you do right in that situation with that person? What made that love feel so good?
I trusted her.
Mm.
From our first meal together at my house, where she made me smile, I trusted that she was true and genuine, and I trusted those feelings she brought about in me were good and honorable, and that she was as good as I saw her to be.
God. And from the vantage point of the soul being so close to that past life, yet out of that body, is there anything else that sticks out to you about that life? Whether it was something you did well, something you would do again, something you would do differently. Does anything else stick out about that life?
It was simple. It was sweet. It was what we wanted it to be for us and our children.
Yeah.
And we just loved each other and lived in that love.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Just kept it simple and it worked.
Yeah. We're going to move away from this past life at this time. And so imagine yourself floating away, or imagine the scenes from that past life floating away, or the curtain coming down. And I want you to just send peace and love and gratitude to everyone that you shared your life with in that past life, including that body that your soul inhabited, including the person that he was. As your soul moves away from that past life, taking the love, the trust, the commitment, the sweet, simple life that it was, thanking it for its gifts, taking those gifts with you. We're moving now to a space of safe spiritual guidance, a space that only love and truth can penetrate. And you're moving to that space now. Arriving there now, this space to you might feel like a cloud, it might feel like a garden, it might feel just like a bubble of colors, or that you're drifting in light. Just moving to the space that feels comfortable for you. And in this space, your connection to your spirit guides is open wider and clearer and truer than it's ever been for you. So just relax for a few moments here, settling into this space. And now I have a few questions for your spirit guide, and I'm going to pose the question, and you just come with the first thing that comes into your mind. No matter how simple, no matter how much you feel like you believed that before, just trust what comes into your mind. So for Julie's spirit guides, my question is, what can you tell her? What can you show her? What can you let her know? What are the best practices that she can do or keep in mind as she moves through this transition, moving her life? What can she do to keep herself in check, to keep herself balanced, and to make sure she's operating in the highest and best for herself? What are some practices that she can use?
Breathe.
Ah.
Trust in herself. Don't judge.
Oh, don't judge. Can you say more about that?
Don't judge herself.
Remain
open.
So if Julie's ever in a position where she is judging herself, or she's not remaining as open as she could be or would like to be, is there something she could do if she notices herself in the point in time where she's not trusting herself, or where she's judging herself or other people? What can she do to help reverse that if in the future she notices that she's in the middle of that?
Listen. Stop and listen.
And what would she be listening for?
Wisdom.
Mm. And when it comes to listening, is there a way that Julie can listen that works the best for her? Sometimes when we listen, it's just a matter of turning off the TV or the radio. Sometimes it means sitting in meditation. Sometimes it means being in nature. What's the easiest and best way for Julie to listen?
Put her phone down.
Oh.
Sit quietly.
Good. Is there anything else that comes in? Any other practices that Julie can use during this transition to keep her feeling and operating at her best?
Sleep.
Like, how much sleep? How much does Julie need?
Go to bed. Push your phone down.
Do your guides have any insights as to what are some easy things that Julie could implement that will help her put the phone down, go to bed on time? Is it like an alarm to help her remember to turn off her phone, or an alarm that'll help her remember to get ready for bed? Or is there a different way, a different method, whether Julie's used it before and should do it more, or a new method to help her to get the most sleep, the sleep that she needs?
Same time, get up, go to bed, same time.
So talking about practices that Julie can use to help her stay operating at her highest and best during this transition, sleep is something that makes us feel good in the moment, and it's also preventative. Is there anything else that Julie can do to help her feel just her highest and best, whether it's a little something she could do every day or every week, just to keep her soul nourished and rejuvenated and thinking clearly?
Meditate.
Okay.
Walk. Sing.
Yeah.
Breathe.
God. And how much time a day should she devote to some of these rebalancing, nourishing practices?
Whenever she can. Every day.
Okay. And would even just a 2-minute meditation or a 5-minute walk or breathing or singing to one song, would that still be beneficial to her, even though it is just, you know, 2 or 3 minutes?
Of course.
God, and my next question for Julie's spirit guides has to do with her connection to you all, to her spirit guides. Is there anything that she can do, whether it's something she's already doing or used to do or something that's brand new? What's the best way for Julie, Julie's soul, her personality? What's the best way for her to connect more to her spirit guides, to you all, so she can just feel more connected, more supported? What works in terms of Julie connecting with her spirit guides?
Listen, we're here. She just needs to listen.
Oh, okay. And would those times also be the daily meditation, the walks, the singing, the moving, the breathing? Is there any other ways that she should listen that would be easier to her?
Music.
Oh, tell me more.
It's in the music. She'll hear us. If she chooses to listen.
Okay. Sometimes as humans, it's easier to feel connected if there's a tangible thing that we can kind of grab onto. So in terms of Julie connecting with you spirit guides, is there a name or a signal or something that you could signal to her that you're there, you're listening, you're guiding, you're giving her insight. Whether it's a certain color or an animal or a mantra or a name of a spirit guide or guide.
Squirrels.
What about squirrels?
She likes squirrels. It's us.
How many spirit guides does Julie have?
Two.
Yeah. Julie and I feel like it would be helpful for her to know your names. Can she know your names now?
Michael.
Mm-hmm. Good. Is there any other names that come in? Yeah, what else are you aware of? Are they giving you any other signals or signs or ways to connect with them in your daily life?
They're feminine and masculine, one of each.
Oh.
Michael is more prominent.
Okay.
And she is there, but more in the background. I feel he's more stoic, and she's more fluid.
Okay.
More able to decide how she needs to be supportive.
Do you get the sense, or do your spirit guides want to share? Sometimes spirit guides come into our lives and fulfill a role, and it might be to guide, to lead, it might be to protect, it might be to give guidance in a certain area of your life. Do those details present themselves to you in terms of the specialties of either of those guides?
Michael wants to protect, to watch over more than guide, just to be another eyes on the road.
Mm.
She feels more fluid. It's like I see her almost like just moving. Like she could change what she needs to be as I need it. Or he seems more stoic and stable and like a watchful guardian.
Yeah. Good.
But they both feel very like there's love there. Like there's just that non-judgmental, I'm here to watch you, not to judge you.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Do they have any other messages for you, Julie? And it might be something new they want to let you know, or maybe it's a message they've been trying to get across, but they're not sure if you're getting it. Is there any messages that they have for you right now?
Trust. Trust yourself. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah. Allow them to let you feel that. Just let yourself swim in that, be in that, just immerse yourself in that feeling of you're fine. Can you feel that sense within you, their love letting you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
be in that. Yeah. Just feel it. If you can turn it up like a dial, turn it up. But I want you to just feel that in the deepest part of your being, your soul, and just let it radiate out. Sear this knowing, this trust. Trust in them, trust in yourself, that you are going to be fine. Yeah, just feel that feeling permeate every cell, every part of your being. And knowing that this feeling growing within you will continue to grow, take hold and take shape, and influence your daily life. This knowing that you're going to be fine, trusting that you're guided, and trusting yourself. Trusting your intuition, trusting your knowing, trusting your power. And because you've had this experience, this immense emotion and deep connection with your spirit guide, know that this is always available to you. And you can access it by turning up the dial anytime you need it. Feeling that love and that trust and that connection. Knowing that you're not alone. Knowing that you can handle whatever comes your way. And every day, effortlessly and automatically, you will feel that more and more, and it will just be automatic. And it will make every part of your being, every part of your life, even better. God. Before I ask my next question, is there anything else that they want you to know before we move on to this next question?
He loves you.
Oh.
Josh loves me.
Yeah.
That's what they mean.
Good. Oh, just feel it. Just turn it up. Don't get a lot of love like that, that pure, unconditional, otherworldly love. It's the most rejuvenating, refreshing flavor of love. Just searing it into your soul and taking it with you. Knowing it's always there. And now my last question for Julie and Julie's spirit guide is, why did she see this past life at this time? I can make assumptions as to why she saw this past life, but I want to make sure we don't miss any of the gifts of that past life. Why was Julie shown this past life at this time?
To trust love. That you'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's simple. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Was that the big lesson, or were there other lessons or gifts from that past life that we need to be fully aware of now?
That's all.
Good. It's all so simple. Excellent. We're going to move away from the space of spiritual guidance. And coming back closer to the here and now.
That is our episode for today. And if you want more interaction with me, I would love to have you in Kinship. Kinship is my 2022 membership, and it includes a monthly special podcast episode exclusively for those in Kinship. 2 past life regressions that are live that you can sit on. Replays will also be available. And then a monthly gathering where it's Q&As, it's hypnotic journeys, it's discussions. I'm going to have a few guests throughout the year. It's going to be so fun, and I would love to see you there. Go to pastlivesandthedivine.com/kinship to check out all the topics throughout the year and even more details on everything that's offered. Okay. Most of all, thank you so much for being here. Take anything that feels good, makes your load feel lighter, and just leave the rest.